Hey, what's up, everybody?
Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Disclaimer.
Mo about nothing.
Damn,
show,
Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all.
Yeah, damn, Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all Terezi tonight, okay?
Oh, really?
I'm busting your chops, Mo. I'm sorry about you.
Now, let's start the show.
How old is your little sister again? How old is she before I look at her?
16.
Oh, I can't look at her. Stop. Why would you do that?
Gotcha.
Yeah, you got me.
That's what's up, brother.
She's 16? Yeah. 16 plus 4 is 20. Plus, that's 20. That'd be a little bit too old by
then.
Yeah,
you too. Yeah.
Old. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
She likes older men anyway.
Well,
like
what's older?
Yeah, probably not close to my daddy's age because that's who you are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No.
You are.
No.
But you are.
No.
You are.
No.
You are close to my daddy's age.
I'm ready. Let's go to white people for 400.
Okay, let's try it. Your friend Karen brings her potato salad to your cookout.
I think I understand that.
Uh-oh, T'Challa.
I think I'm getting the hang of this. Before I answer, a few questions. This woman, Karen, she is Caucasian, eh?
Yes.
And she has her own recipe for potato salad, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, I understand. It is noble that she would volunteer to cook for everyone. And although I have never had potato salad...
Of course.
I sense that this white woman does not season her food.
That's right.
Listen, that's right. And if she does, it is only with a tiny bit of salt.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And no paprika.
No paprika, no.
And she will probably add something unnecessary like raisins.
I know, right?
So, something tells me that I should say...
Say it!
Oh, hell nah, Karen. Keep your brand-ass potato salad to yourself.
She said, come on, say it, say it.
You got it, T'Challa!
In the face.
Yeah. Black Panther, welcome to Black Jeopardy.
How many square feet is that?
For 3 bedrooms?
Oh, what a deal.
Oh, well, the sound of white people shopping nearby for real estate means that the fun is over. So, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more Black Jeopardy.
Yeah, I'm good. Sorry that lie be doing it, though.
He said.
They be doing it.
Although, it is nice for Kitter to want to. Something tells me I should say, oh, no. Oh, hell no. Okay. Keep your bland-ass potato salad to yourself.
What did I just say? You see that lady who rushed Bill Cosby?
No. Why?
The naked, who's going in court, this naked, topless woman ran at him. No, I don't think so. Just a random woman with afro.
Okay.
Got arrested. I mean, to be honest with you, look, she didn't really do nothing, but...
They really...
Bill Cosby was like, I'm just trying to get in the court. Everybody forgot about this shit. Maybe I can give me a little mistrial or something again. And it costs too much for him. He just wanted to get in and get out. And this woman had made it a whole new deal. He pushed in the bushes. This person said, not in the bushes, though. Fix it, Jesus.
Why they put him back the wall in the bushes? Don't
really got time for that. Yeah, so Cardi B is pregnant.
Oh, why you keep trying to steal my shine? Mm-hmm. I was going to tell the people that Cardi B was pregnant.
Okay, go ahead. I cut
so,
it out.
So, Cardi B is pregnant. No, don't cut it out.
Who is this Tia Mowry, whatever name she?
Oh my God, God. You don't know
she
the twins?
She pregnant as shit.
Tia and Tamara? Sister? You never watched that show?
No, I'm a guy.
You old as fuck, though.
I'm a man, so.
Huh?
Nothing.
You what?
And then the Orange is
you
New.
You old as fuck.
The Orange is the New Black. I'm trying to get over that. The Orange is the New Black dude chick in bed with a dude.
What?
How does that even work?
Which one?
So
the Orange is the New Black chick. Oh, you talking about Laverne Cox.
Yeah. How does that even work?
What do you mean?
Laverne, he was a dude. He's a...
assigned.
He was a... How do you
he was an AMAB.
What is that?
Assigned male at birth.
He identifies as a woman.
Right now, yes.
Okay.
He went through a process.
So is the guy that he's with, would he be considered just straight?
I don't want to assume.
I'm just asking.
You know, everybody's sensitive these days. I don't have time.
I'm not trying to talk either which way, but, you know.
I don't know. He could identify as gay.
But he can't if she...
But considering that Laverne is a woman, then he's attracted to women.
Yeah, my head about to explode. I can't understand all of that.
I don't know.
I didn't see Cardi B perform.
I didn't either, but she was like...
Okay.
Okay, what?
Did you listen to the album?
I didn't yet. I listened to some songs on there. Pretty dope.
We listened to the whole album the other night. It was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Some of the songs I listened to are pretty good.
Her sophomore album was okay. She had a bunch of them before that.
It's mixtapes.
A mixtape is an album.
Is it?
DJ Khaled had nothing but mixtapes.
So do they say they albums?
They collabos.
I thought they called them mixtapes.
They just made up. A mixtape is where you can't get it nowhere else but the gas station.
That's a lie.
And he had the gas station selling it to you.
Okay. All right.
What was I gonna say? Man, my back been killing me lately.
Mm.
I don't know what it is. You ever seen that movie?
Them elbows look like they've been killing you lately.
I ain't got no lotion.
Cause they killing me. Good God.
I had a long
station. You assembled the whole station with your elbows.
I don't know why my elbows be, you know.
Oh
what?
My God.
I'm going to put some of this moisturizer
please,
on it.
Please, please do that.
Are you serious? They really bothering you?
That, no, not when you hold your arms like that, but. Why? The color of your walls. Jesus, be a moisturizer. I'm going back to work.
Oh, my God. When? What day?
The 16th on a week.
And how long you staying?
I'm about to tear up just talking about it.
Why? You don't want to go back?
I do not want to go back to work.
I wish you would start crying because you want to go back to work. That's so crazy.
I'm about to start crying.
Why? It ain't like you going to work in the damn salt mine or fucking out in the field somewhere.
I still don't like my job, first of all. Second of all, listen, I don't want to leave my precious cargo with some random lady.
So that's the problem.
Yeah, and probably because I don't want to be paying $300 a week either. Who wants to do that?
So you're going
to
be working for whatchamacallit?
For what?
To pay daycare.
Exactly.
That's the whole philosophy.
That's like paying rent twice.
I'm just paying the daycare. I'm about to get my check and then put gas in the car. It ain't even worth going. Me paying like $200 a week, $100 a week for gas, $300 a week
for
daycare.
I don't pay $100 a week in gas.
Hey, they always round up. So that's $400 a week I'm going to be spending. And I ain't, before I even make a dime, I'm going to be $400 in the hole. That's what they say.
I mean, I guess.
And then I
got to
eat
like that.
I got to eat every day. And then I got to, you know, it's just, you know, let's just round up to $450 a week before I make
a
dime.
I mean, yeah. And I don't know those people that you talk about, but I mean, weren't you married? So y'all had two incomes to pay for that. So
it's $1,200 a month.
$1,200 a month. Now, if you were staying home, you wouldn't be spending that. But you missing out on probably a $1,200 check at the least.
Yeah.
So you got to balance it out.
So there's a lot of things you can be doing at home, from home.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to look on the website right now. But I'm at least probably have to go back to work for like a week.
A week. How long you been off? You could have been doing this? to put your plan together.
I know.
So you could walk up in that bitch and be like, hey, y'all, I'm out. No, thank you. I'm not coming back. But no.
No, yeah. I've been kind of skeptical about it. I've never worked from home before.
It sucks.
Does it?
Well, I mean, as long as you got something to do. If you want those people, all you got to do is just, you know, answer emails, respond to requests, you know. But if you're just sitting around the house all day and you need some structure, it ain't going to work.
Structure?
So wait a minute.
For like people who just got to tune in a little bit on my album, and they will know a little bit more, because it's like I can't address all the rumors and everything. I have been so open to people about myself. People cannot expect me to open about everything. Like, certain things to me, it has to be private. Like, I just feel like...
So then, yeah, a few minutes later. Dun, dun, dun.
Everybody knew that she was pregnant anyway. I thought that's what they said. She was like, can I just be getting fat in peace? Nah, bitch. No.
I mean, what's the big deal? Why? What? I don't understand. I don't know what the big deal is either.
Everybody's like, oh my God, this timing could not be worse. I mean, she just got her album out. She's barely out. Listen, Lauryn Hill done had 18 kids.
Wait, what?
What?
Lauryn Hill got kids? You mean Erykah Badu?
Erykah Badu got 3 kids too, but Lauryn Hill got about 5-6 kids.
When she have kids?
Exactly. That's the thing. Oh. Exactly my point. She been having kids. There's people still going to her concerts that she never show up to.
She'll never show up to.
But she'll never show up to.
I'll never buy a damn ticket for
people still buy tickets Erykah for Lauryn Hill. She'll be showing up.
No, I can do it.
She had kids, went to court, had a bankruptcy, got charges for tax, not paying taxes. People still going to her concerts. She'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? If people really rock with Cardi like that, then she'll be all right.
Yeah. Look at Tay Renee on the Shade Room.
Doing what?
Makeup? You know what's name? Makeup?
She better.
Tay Renee.
Is that what we're going to talk about?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Because I don't have time for nobody reminiscing.
No, nah, that's the homie. That's all it is. It's just the homie.
I mean, that's what you have to tell yourself.
No, that's... Believe me, I wish it was something else.
That's what you
wish. I wish that opportunity would ever come up. Shoot. I mean, anyway. But yeah, going back to work.
Yeah, going back to work.
You got your lunchbox ready to go. Yes. You got your book. Got your book bag.
Yes.
Got your pencils.
Yes.
Your pencil box.
Actually, no. I'll probably go in there and probably put some jeans on or something.
You're going to be so disgruntled going back up in there.
I am already disgruntled. Like,
everybody going to be like, oh, hi, the baby. Let me see pictures of the baby. I'm like, no, I don't like y'all people.
I don't. And they asked me if I was bringing the baby into work, and I said no.
For y'all to sneeze on them.
Why do I want to bring my baby all the way in here to work for y'all to see?
Exactly.
No, y'all don't be doing shit for me anyway.
Nasty asses.
Just don't want to see my baby. Nah, fam. I don't be having no pictures up at my desk. I don't be having nothing. I don't like to make my office my home.
Exactly.
I hate that.
So this chick posted something the other day, telling me some why do you see so many races getting married and in committed relationships at a much higher percentage than our race? I started to say, what? You just blind? You go everywhere you see black folks together. So, and black
we
folks
do,
getting married.
But I guess
and,
they say, like, the stigma is that black people don't stay together.
What? That doesn't make sense. Black people stay together more because we don't know how much a lawyer costs.
And black men cheat. Mm-hmm. Then they don't commit.
That's not true. So you on her side with this shit?
No, I'm just saying that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
And I'm not even in. I'm not even. Listen.
Uh-oh. Slippery slope. Right. Slope, slide, slip. Keep on.
Slip and slide.
Keep on talking. You're not in the what? Have your past relationships made you better or bitter?
Bitter.
Oh, man.
Because, I mean, I guess both. Like, I guess if you're in a space like me who'd be like, damn, bitch, you can't pick nobody better than that. That's why I'd be tired. So I'll be talking to myself.
Explain. What you? No, we ain't gonna go there either. We can't talk about none of this shit.
Why not?
Why would you? Why would you say that? What's wrong with who you got?
I mean, you said past relationships.
Oh, okay, past. All right, that's right.
Remember what you said?
So what's wrong with the one before this one?
We don't have time.
If you're in that one.
We don't have time for this.
I mean, would you said the statement, damn, bitch, you can't pick nobody better than that.
Right, I mean, like, damn, but that's what you think, like, afterwards when you break up. You'd be like, damn, I had to force that breakup. That was enough. I couldn't do it. Niggas just...
Don't even...
It's just, like, they do a good job of presenting, like, other people than... Have you ever seen... Oh, have you seen that meme with Michael B. Jordan? And it's like he's in a suit.
Yeah.
And then the next one is when he was Killmonger.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm trying to explain. That's exactly it.
But y'all like him so as Killmonger.
Nigga, no. So I can die? No.
Oh, you know
the only the only reason why I'm gonna laugh today is because I broke up with Killmonger. I don't have time. Like, no.
I be wondering sometime what my exes say about me.
Mm. Obviously,
I mean, some of them some of them told me exactly what they were gonna say, and I don't have a problem with me. It was good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was them. It wasn't me. I get that, but I wonder like if like the lawyer came back to my ex-wife and be like, okay, we got an opportunity for you to get more money. tell us in one paragraph how he really was. And if it lines up, we'll give you more money. I wonder what she'll say. If it's bad or good. Like, it has to be the truth for it to line up. You'll get more money. Would she actually tell the truth or would she say something that was just awful?
Oh, yeah. To get more money, she had to tell the truth?
Yeah.
That's horrible because I'm like, are you not telling the truth now?
Exactly.
Or is it not?
Exactly.
Like congruent, I don't understand.
Exactly. So what would you say? you can stick it to them one good time, but it'll be...
I mean, the thing is that they could, she could tell the truth, but you know, like, she may have viewed the relationship totally different than what you did.
Yeah, I get that too. I get that
too. So she might have said, hey, like... He sucked ass. And he's like, nigga, I was the best thing you ever had. But yeah, you can't tell nobody that.
That wasn't nice.
Can't tell nobody
but
that.
But why you always got to present? Why you always got to be displaying something that ain't true just to make yourself look good? I mean, I tell folks all the time where I was wrong.
A lot of people don't do that. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why. But it's always, I don't think they always in survival mode trying to make themselves look better. Or they don't want
to
be
people
wrong.
To people who don't even matter.
Yes, of course. People always do that. To people who don't even matter. You probably never gonna see these people again. I don't know.
That's
shit.
My favorite line. I never see y'all niggas ever again. So why do I care?
I mean, I can tell y'all I'm places where I was wrong, but I just rather just be like, these niggas is fucking ridiculous. I think where I was wrong in a lot of these situations is participating longer than I had to.
Because of
I don't know. For some women, I don't understand why a lot of women feel like they have to stay in a situation.
I do.
Why?
Because y'all have it's timing. It's like, I got to get my shit together before I can do A, B, and C. Like, I'm going to stay around just so I can.
And it's like, you're not even in the relationship. You just there, just planning and plotting.
Yeah, just plotting. Like, shit, I want to leave this nigga, but.
Let me leave this nigga. Let me leave.
Yeah, exactly. Like. Damn, this nigga wanna fuck
and
tonight.
I can honestly feel that because I know that I stayed probably in the situation way longer than I needed to, and then when I was ready to go, I just moved right into my own place.
But it's just like niggas, you don't understand. Niggas be thinking the same shit. Like, man,
yeah, they just be sitting there, yeah. And then all of a sudden they got a whole new. You like, how the when the fuck you do
yeah,
this?
Yeah, you start seeing shit dry up, like. Like then these have all kind of extra money. Now. Just like, where the fuck all this money going?
We can't do shit. We don't have,
this nigga used to have bottles everywhere around the house. Now he ain't got nothing but nothing.
Nothing. It's like fucking five or desert and shit.
But then as soon as I go to my mom and them house, he Instagram and bottles he got. He must be hiding them motherfuckers. Nigga cooking when I come home smelling shit, don't see nothing.
Come in the house, talking about what you cooking, nothing.
Oh shit!
You know the house smell like just cook smoke. It smells like cooking smoke.
And niggas used to hang out just waiting for you to go home for you. Like even they be starving in the bed. Like damn, hungry as hell. I ain't finna cook shit till she leave.
You speaking from experience because what?
I'm just joking. I would go somewhere to get something to eat. If I ain't fucking with a chick like that for real. I go eat by myself.
Yeah, sometimes you do, and sometimes I don't want to take nobody with me when I go eat.
I go for the wrong reasons. I don't want to take you for wrong reasons. Not because I don't want to sit next to you. Because I'm no nigga. They don't care about sitting next to a pretty chick. But if I ain't rocking with you like that no more, you ain't finna got them get these $70 out of me. I can pay $35. I got to pay $70. Hell no.
You are horrible. Then why you even fuck with him in the first place?
Bored.
That's the type of shit that gets you in trouble. Fucking with someone because you bored.
I am the most.
Do some mess with your time.
The most honest person ever.
Do some mess with your time. Sweep, wipe dust. Do something like that.
I'm leaning. Well, you got time to lean. Right. You got time to clean.
You got time to clean. That's damn right. Because I see some tables over here that might need a little Windex.
Yeah, I don't know how they got that nasty.
Because you've been bored and ain't doing shit. I mean,
and then I just
doing everything but cleaning. That's why.
Oh, that's another night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's like that.
Well, I need a little Windex. So
yeah, I need to do that.
A little spit shine.
I clean the floors and everything.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Because
I got covers and shit out from the other night.
Oh, covers.
Yeah,
folks, which I was building a fort.
Folks spent the night the other night.
Folks. Plural?
Yeah. It's one of them. We had a brown turned up, so it was a lot of brown.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I would have.
Everybody to drive safely.
I wouldn't have been able to. I probably would have said no.
Oh, no, you just took your ass home. You know, pumping going around here.
Who? What? How? I would have had to pump and dump anyway, so you might as well go to let me stay. Unless you want me to go to jail.
You're not finna leave that baby overnight. Did you see this Key and Peele?
No, I did not see the Key. See this Key and Peele. I only saw Black Jeopardy.
Why don't you see this Key and Peele? Because this shit is hilarious. I should have put the mount up now. I think about it.
Oh, What?
All right, y'all, gather round. Welcome, gentlemen.
What this a is Savannah, Georgia.
And blessed day for an auction. All right, y'all, get on up there.
Put that whip down and see what happens, though.
Straight up, I don't care what plantation I end up on, I'm straight staging a revolt in this motherfucker.
Hells yeah.
We have Lot A, Lot B, and Lot C. $3 on Lot A.
$4.
$5.
$5 going once, twice, three times, sold. Lot A goes to the man in the black hat.
I mean, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't get sold because I don't want to be owned by another human being.
Whoever buys me, they better kill me the first day. I'm going to go buck wild on the whole operation.
Okay.
Next one, get up on up there now.
Oh, it's okay. Ooh.
$6 on Lot A.
$7.
$8.
$9. $9 going once, twice, three times, sold.
Okay, well, you have to buy that, dude. That guy's huge. Massive individual.
That's two of me.
Anybody would buy him. I'd buy that, dude. My question is, how'd they catch him?
Okay.
$2 on Lot A.
$2 going once, twice, three times, sold.
See, now that surprises me.
That is interesting. Well,
it just seems like at a certain point, it's like, do they even know what they're looking for?
I mean, it's like the whole criteria seems just a little inconsistent.
I mean, at some point, I want to be on Lot A.
Yeah, which, can a brother get on Lot A?
Next.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Been a pleasure. Give him hell.
All right.
Okay.
$8 on Lot A. Going once, twice, three times, sold.
How does that happen?
Not true.
What you just said,
that's gobbledygook. Okay, that can't be true, because what can
this
dude do? Look at him. What could he pick? A cotton plant is like this tall.
Yes.
I'm saying, no offense, brother. I'm just saying.
Offense taken.
What? Am I wrong? Is he not short? He's short. But you are actually short in real life in the world.
You're good, man.
Enough. I will not have my reputation tainted selling superficial bigoted slaves.
Superficial? Did that really just come out of your mouth?
That's it. This auction's over.
Auction's over?
Whoa. No, it ain't over. It's not over. What? I'm strong, y'all. I'm very strong. I can sleep in a bucket.
I'm fast. I got stamina.
I know I don't look it, but
I know magic.
My worst quality is that I'm a perfectionist.
Have I mentioned this?
Docile. I am agreeable to a fault.
You should have seen the dude who asked me to get on the boat when we came over here.
Not a violent bone.
I just walked
in
right
my
on. No big deal. Never seen a boat in my life.
We've got to be very quiet. How long you sleep for real? Just an hour?
No, he can sleep longer than that.
I remember them days. Remember them days well. I don't know about you know, having them damn three babies, though.
Three babies? I mean, if you space them out, like...
I can't space nothing out. That's... That's 5 years in between all mine.
So, Ronald Isley's like 70. He probably got more coming.
Fuck that.
He got like probably... How many kids? His youngest one.
How old is his wife? How old is Ronald Isley's wife? Is he still married?
Probably not. You know, a nigga like him be...
And why is he still getting chicks?
Money.
76 years old.
76.
His wife is 35 years younger. Oh, my God.
When you think about it, so he was 35 when she was born.
I don't like thinking of such things.
That's a daddy.
I don't think.
My daddy was also 35. He wasn't 35 when he was. My daddy.
So
was,
she's 41 now.
My daddy was probably like 27 when I was born. 27.
That's a good age, though.
When I was born. What? That's a good age difference?
Yeah, he looks like somebody's uncle. Damn, run. Nigga, they run. Could you date a man with them kind of eyebrows, though? That's what I want to know.
No.
Lord have mercy.
I'm just looking like, that's, don't they got,
And see, that's the thing about, okay, so.
And candy.
Huh?
I can't do.
How, so, that's old, of course. 76, married to a
41-year-old.
That's. Bad, but
I'm thinking about like shit like Anna Nicole Smith when she was married to that.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, how old is he? Like 95?
Yeah, you can't tell me I got something in common.
She was afraid to kiss that man. He was going to fall apart.
Well, Nicole Smith?
Anna Nicole Smith? She was like this.
And everybody said she was winning.
Because when that man died, he left all the money to her.
So, drug overdose. She died.
Yeah. And so did her older son. I think her son died.
So, who
first.
Has all the money now?
Probably her daughter.
Danielle Burkhead and Daniel Wayne Smith. So, Daniel is dead? No.
The oldest, her son is, yes.
Billy Wayne Smith was the old man. How the fuck did she die of a drug overdose?
She had a drug overdose.
She was in movies?
Yes. Did you ever watch that Kanye West workout plan video?
No, and we're not about to play it.
She was like, ever since I was watching the Kanye West workout plan, I date outside the family.
That's a voice for real. She made it up.
She made it up. I got a double wide and I rode a plane.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, I just think I'm one of these days I'm going to have to go ahead and get married before I get too late. So she was married to him from 85 to 93. No, that ain't him. Wait a minute. That's not her. So what do you think the daycare going to do that you uncomfortable with? That's what I want to know. What could they possibly do other than not be you? What can they possibly do other than not be you? I mean, what's the problem with sending them to daycare?
Do you ain't see these problems with daycare? Kids dying at the daycare because they didn't left them in.
Then they're going to be on the bus because you're taking them, so.
Yes, but then kids get a hold of stuff. Then other kids fighting, other kids dropping the kids. And
that won't happen because.
Kids and getting dying off of eating stuff off the floor like thumbtacks and shit.
Where are you taking him? That's the thing.
To the daycare.
You have to take him to, if you go to McDonald's, you're going to get McDonald's service. You need to take him to the Chick-fil-A freaking daycares. That's what you need to take him.
I know he is. I have an appointment tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Okay.
So you can go. But still, I just don't, I mean, it's like you don't trust anybody but you.
All daycares are unequal. I don't want you tearing up in here.
No, they're
not. Okay.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I also, what?
Why are we talking so soft?
That one will wake up the baby.
This is like, so. I don't know how much of this we're going to use.
Stop it. Okay, so. I'm just saying. I think we just got into like character because we were just looking at him. So
yeah, like, I'm like, that look comfortable. I'm thinking about laying down beside him.
Give me a little blanket.
Throw my arm over.
Feel like warm. No, I'm just don't start that. Cut that off. If it ain't somebody telling you they down.
No, I meant to do that. Turn it off.
Okay. I'm just making sure, honey, because you know around this time you're trying to get on your phone.
No.
Don't nobody got time for that.
I'm good now.
Okay, so wait a minute. What about, I wanted to talk to you about Fabulous.
About him beating up his girlfriend? Why are you laughing at that? Why are you laughing at that? How about Trey Songz? They let him go. They dropped the charges on that.
Why?
They probably paid it off. Or he ain't do it. I have never in my life even thought about hitting a woman. I don't want to go to jail. I have no reason. I have no purpose inside of a jail.
What is the point?
You hit a woman, okay? That's just like hitting a child. What I'm saying is that's so beneath you. Why are you doing it? It's just like, okay, we know if it came down to it, pound for pound, you could beat a woman's ass. Okay.
Why? How did she make you that mad?
Women can make you mad.
You know, well, yeah, that's true because I know a man can get me mad enough to like want me to slice his dick off.
Yeah, but you got to be up to the point where it's like, okay, she made me mad, but I don't want to go to jail. So let me think about this before I, you know, threaten the whole family. Because then he get carried away. Then he probably was on something. He probably was drunk or on something and it kind of carried him to another level. But you can't get to that point. I mean, no. No. Not even, what, 10 years?
And she's not even, like, really been... She's... You know, he got other women. The thing is that...
She's the number one.
I mean, I guess she might be the number one, but he also got 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7, probably. So the thing is that if you that mad with number one, go to number two. Like, what is it? You are replaceable.
There has to be a root cause of what happened.
Why? Like, what?
What happened? Was it the kids? Because the daddy and the brother-in-law and all them came and... Then he knocked her teeth out. I mean, dude, you hit her that hard, you knocked your teeth out?
Yeah, that hard. Why?
Yeah.
And she was, like, running from him, and that video was sad.
I didn't even watch it.
That little clip of the video was so sad.
And to the tape. I didn't watch it, seriously. Was it Fabulous?
Fabulous. And Emily, that's so crazy. That man that old, is he going to jail? Is he in jail?
How old is he?
Like, what, 40-something, almost 50?
I put on his Fabulous hits, and if we pull up all his songs. I'm like, this nigga got hits.
Hit after hit after hit. Don't nobody got time for that shit.
Oh, this nigga got hits.
He got hits on top of hits on top of hits. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
It's like, one of the things, something like this shit happens, it brings you, makes you go and review other music and all that shit. Just like with Jay-Z. When he got caught.
What about Jay-Z?
When he, him and what's name got to fight in the damn, whatchamacallit.
In the elevator.
Everybody was singing, "Don't Touch My Hair" for a minute.
I'm mad at you. You hear the kids screaming?
Oh my. Years ago, my father-in-law, this thing ain't written ever. So I didn't get along with my ex-wife's sister. They were twins.
And they are twins?
They are twins, yeah. And she always thought she could run shit. So
the sister?
The sister. So the sister was calling about something, like she was trying to run some shit. I just cussed her ass out. You know, I ain't think twice of it. That's just me, like, fuck you and blah, 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 blah. So later, like the next day, I get a phone call from they daddy. They daddy was like, hey, bro, I didn't really need to talk to you, man. You mind if I come by there? I'm like, man, you ain't got to come out here, man. What you want? He's like, I really don't appreciate you cussing my daughter out. I'm like, dude, really? First of all, she's a grown woman. It ain't like I'm cussing out a little child. And she deserved that cussing out. I forgot what she did, but she did something. She was saying some crazy shit, so I cussed her out. So I get the whole daddy thing trying to take up for the daughter, but only when it's appropriate, you know.
Her I think her that's appropriate.
Whooped. Yes, her getting her ass whooped. I'm surprised he talking. Because I was
I'm confused.
I would have came out.
I'm confused.
We wouldn't
have
been talking.
We wouldn't have been talking.
No.
And even me as a mother.
Yeah.
If my son, if something happens to my son, I don't care if it's like dudes messing with my son, anything, I'm going to be over there.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to see about my son. I'm sorry. I don't care who it is.
So he was real calm to the point that it's fabulous. Fabulous must have been paying a lot of bills for a long time. For him to be so restrained.
For him to easily stand behind somebody. Yeah. Or I don't think anybody was in front of the daddy.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I don't get that at all.
I need to know what happened. What did she do to get him that mad? And that's the thing about culture. Like, they're going to say, hey. They're going to say, hey, shut up. They're going to say, hey. Everybody's worried about what Emily did. No, I honestly want to know what she did.
What is Emily? What is she? She's Latino or black?
Both, I think.
Yeah. So I had a friend who used to get her ass beat. I mean, and I hate to say that because in that culture, the Latino culture, the men are just, sometimes they just, and they just take up for them. Because I used to tell her, I said, she told me what happened one time with her ex-husband. And I met this dude. Like, I went over our house one day.
Ain't it crazy?
And he was out cutting her grass because he owns a lawn care company. And, like, 2 weeks before that, she was telling me when they were married how he just beat her ass. I'm talking about to submission. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she had to go to the hospital.
That's crazy when you meet abusers.
Yeah, like, and he was a nice guy. She said he knocked down her door. I mean, knocked it off the hinges. And then, well, he came and he fixed it again. You know, I'm like, so I'm like, what is it about? I don't know. There's a whole lot of other people in the world, so I don't understand that shit.
There's a whole lot of other people in the world.
I don't understand that shit. Just like
but
with
you know,
chicks.
It's about control, though. Sometimes for some people, it's about control. They like to have something that they control. I don't understand why it's like that. Like, you know, it stems from, like, maybe they got bullied as young kids or some shit. They got an imbalance. I don't know, but a lot of people, it's about control. Because there's no reason why you still want to be with this woman just to beat her ass. That's it. You know that you can, so you continue to do it.
I think it's an investment, like time invested. I've been with her. She's been with me. We got history.
So I'm going to continue to beat her ass until she's disfigured.
Or I'm sorry. I promise I won't do it again, but let's work. We've been together too long. And it's just like, to some folks, they put too much time in.
Like Argentina. Because I don't understand to the point that he even threatened to kill her with a gun point many times.
He just said the same thing. He's going to put a bullet in her daddy.
How?
You in
New York. I wonder if he regrets that.
He probably
regrets.
He's probably just mad.
Everything that he said, talking about put a bullet in somebody's. I wonder if he regrets whooping Emily's ass. Like he was saying, wife's face, whatever. Whooping her ass. Those are the mother of his kids. You know what I'm saying? A lot of men trust these women to be the mother of their kids, to teach them what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, how do you entrust somebody with your kids that you know shows the kids that it's okay to get whooped? It's okay to get beat down. It's okay to get, like, I don't understand that. Because a lot of them show the kids that.
Yeah.
A lot of them, the kids see that. They may not touch the kids, but they act like the kids don't see their parents or don't hear their parents.
It affects them.
Them.
Yeah. But how about women who hit men or cut up their shit or bleach their shit,
you know,
and
what?
Then still want to be, you know, apologize and get back with the man. Like,
yeah, that too.
They throw stuff at them and, you know, just crazy shit. And then be like, I did it because I loved you and blah, blah, blah. No. You made me do this and all that kind of shit.
That's the same thing. That's abusive.
And then the nigga so stupid, like, dude, you really finna go back with this woman?
That's also abusive. That's the same behavior. And I do not condone that. However, I used to be one of those women.
Why? What made you feel like you can get away with it? And that's
nothing,
the kind of shit. Because if he walked in and saw you bleached all his shit, you tore up all, put hammers to his watches. If he hit just knocked you in the face, then what you'll say? Because he'll go to jail and you wouldn't, unless he just filed a lawsuit against you.
Because I didn't touch him.
But you fucked with the shit. I'm saying if he walked in and hit you, who'd be wrong?
He did. He would. Because he touched me. My mama taught me that.
What if he had to watch his granddaddy gave
nobody,
him,
if
and you
no,
put a helmet to it, and he just snapped, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
my mama told me that if don't nobody put your hands on, don't nobody put their hands on you, you don't put their hands on them. I don't care if they did this. If they didn't touch you, don't touch them. That's what they taught me. Mm. And I feel like he would be wrong because he touched me.
Just forget about all the other shit.
You know what? I used to be one of those women that I would, like, be so upset that I might, like, destroy a room or destroy some clothes or something like that.
Why?
Set some shit on fire. Like,
but you have to know that would affect him.
Yeah.
So if somebody came here, first of all, I got insurance.
I used to throw shit at people.
Yeah. If I got insurance and I know to leave and you won't be able to see me, I guarantee you, if me and you were together and you got mad at me to that point, I guarantee you wouldn't see me for a week and a half, maybe two. You wouldn't see me. I'll let you calm your ass down. To the point where...
That's adult of you.
You just be like, just come home, please.
That's a lie.
Then you probably be going somewhere and I come pack my shit. Be like, I'm out.
Yeah, I can't do this shit. It's fucked up.
Crazy.
Yeah, I fucked up.
That's probably what happened.
Mm-mm. I'm serious. That's crazy. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand that. When you grow up, you realize you can't go around bleaching people's shit.
No, that's not how any of that works.
Or set it on fire. Or throw ketchup and mustard and hot sauce on it.
I want all his white clothes.
Yeah.
That's so pissed. That's messed up. It's messed up. Oh, my.
That's funny.
What's nice to sign in? Let me sign out of her account.
You can look right through all them emails, huh?
I don't want to see these. I need to remove all of this shit. Yes, let me log off. I hope she don't get an email of that, because then she's going to email me, like.
Email you, like, what? You and her shit?
I saw you took me off your laptop, so I guess we're just not going
to. I'm going to be so fucking sensitive.
We're just not going to see each other anymore.
I'm going to be so fucking sensitive, I swear. I can't deal with it.
But these women look for any sign of acknowledgement or not being acknowledged. It's just like, I don't think like that. I really don't. She told me last night, you're just so nonchalant. I'm going to need you to either pursue or just tell me what's going on. I'm like, I'm here now. I respond to your text. We're out. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, do I have to proactively always be engaged and try to holler at people?
So what's this, like, every day or just some part of the day or with
some women, and I told this, what I told her. I said, you know what? I just respond to the vibe I'm giving. So if I respond to you, when you hit me up once a week, then that's what you got.
Then I'm going to be engaged with you once a week.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess women just want to be like thought of, like the fact that I'm thinking about you, but you never think about me randomly. Like I have to always initiate something
because you want to go somewhere and do something, or
yeah, is that how you interact? If maybe they don't know because you don't interact with them, so they don't know what else you do. If you only interact with them on a going out basis, then how else you don't show them anything else?
Well.
So, what do you want them to do?
Look at IG, they can figure it out.
That's exactly the point. You go out. I don't know.
I'm having a hard time transitioning to.
Yeah, just think outside your box sometimes. And I know a lot of times you think that you are thinking outside the box and you're really not. I'm sorry. It's not.
Explain.
It's not there. You don't see the other side of things.
I do.
You don't. I think you like to think that you do because you're trying to explain things to me. And when I hear them, they don't sound very well-rounded.
Yeah. Okay.
They sound one-sided.
Explain. Give me an example.
We just had an example. Whatever story you just told me was an example.
I just have problems with motivation. That's all. Motivate me.
What? Motivate?
I'm not talking about you.
I'm just like, leave him alone then. I don't understand.
You don't want nothing, nigga. I do.
That is going to be my forever motto. You can put that on your wall. You don't want nothing.
I saw that meme the other day talking about something. You see a woman and her doing her thing.
And you ain't got nothing to offer? Leave her the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Because you don't want
to distract her.
Because you don't want shit.
Leave her the fuck alone.
I don't understand what it is with men. If you see somebody on their grind and they focused and they doing shit with their life, follow one of these bitches that ain't doing nothing. They obviously got time.
Ding.
They obviously got time.
What's going to end up happening, just like that other one I read you the other day.
They just got bored just like you. And I bet you their house is not clean either.
My house is clean. What you talking about? No, another day when we do that and then we having fun with that person. And then you be like, you know what? Let's go ahead. Just go and do this thing, you know. And then the ones on their grind and they look over, they be like, see, he just married her because she was just around.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it sounds like.
No, that sounds like we were enjoying each other's company. We went for something more than just.
It wasn't more, though.
Women just on their grind need to pause every once in a while and just smell the roses and look around and see.
Yeah, that's true. But sometimes the thing is that a lot of times women can't, when things happen with women, it's a lot, sometimes, most of the time, it's a lot different than men.
Like, what do you mean?
I'm talking about when men want relationships, when men want this. For some reason, men, they compartmentalize a lot of shit so things don't get misconstrued, things don't get intertwined between the two. You always have this part of my life is part of going out, this part is for my friends, this part is for this part is for that. Women don't do that. Women put everything together.
Wow.
So home life with their friends, that if you notice, women like to introduce their men to their friends a lot. They like to have the kids with the family and going out. They just put a lot of shit together. I don't know why. That's just how it is. It was explained to me like waffles and spaghetti. Men are like waffles. Women like spaghetti. Waffles, they have the little bitty squares for everything. For men, women like spaghetti. The noodles are all intertangled. They are all intertwined. Everything's intertwined, right? So with that being said, when we get into relationships, a lot of the stuff that we were focused on gets put on the back burner. Or we try to mix it in and stuff gets slowed down. Mm. Shit gets off track. That's why women on their grind, I want you with me for this ride, but I also don't want to be distracted by this bullshit that you bring into the table.
Wait a minute. Why can't it be bullshit? This is my waffle square. You know what I'm saying?
Fix that fucking waffle square.
Oh, so y'all just try to make me put my waffles down.
Lego my ego.
This is when we put the waffles down.
Lego my ego.
Yeah, I feel you. That's profound what you just said, by the way. I'm about to use that somewhere. Yeah, you just
heard it on Mobile Nothing.
Yeah, you actually just answered a bunch of questions. I'm like, oh, that's why she left. I'm a fucking waffle.
That's men in generally. I'm speaking in general terms because you know specific men are gonna be like, that's not me. I'm not.
But you know, I'm so stupid. I've actually turned down those spaghetti moments too. Like I've been invited to go hang out with her and her friends or something like that, and I'm like, You can have
women,
girl time.
When women are happy and women like people, they like individuals. They like all of the individuals they love and like to hang out together. But especially when they have a man that they enjoy, a man that they're proud of, and a man that they like, they want to introduce him to their friends.
Now I'm sad. I could count 4 times in the last 2-3 years that I probably made the wrong choice. And I know exactly when it turned. And you know,
you live and you learn.
Yeah, you live and you learn. Can't dwell on it.
You can't dwell on it.
But it's those spaghetti moments that you just see. It's those spaghetti moments to be like, you know what? That makes sense. Maybe I should get my ass up and went over there.
Because I'm speaking in general terms. A lot of women there are of course women that are not like this.
And then they'd be disappointed.
You know, those are proud moments for women sometimes, you know, like, and then in turn, it shouldn't, but it does. It
changes their point of they thought process. Well, not their perception of you.
Their perception of you. And also because it makes them feel like your feelings you're being vulnerable and you're showing them that you care enough to do this or do that. You know what I'm saying?
Let's see them. Y'all play games.
That's not a game. That is game. That's actually
because
a way.
We're oblivious to all of that, and they paying no attention to none of that.
Women, in the moment, women don't think that you're oblivious. They think that you'll choose the right thing.
Why would they do that? I don't know.
And you say, why would they do that? Meaning that there's more than one woman that has done it. Meaning that you know that women think like that. And if so, if you know that women think like that. So when they ask you, hey, do you mind doing this? And you're like, no, because I'm messing with one of my other squares right now. Then.
But we don't say that. And let's also state this. Every woman isn't worth. When I say worth, I don't mean like their self-worth. We're not at a place for you to ask me to do that.
Okay.
So because
we
you
also
have
that
because you feel like that I will do it does not mean I'm going to do it. Just like I wouldn't ask somebody, well, that's a bad idea because that's a bad statement because if I say let's go do this, more than likely I'm like, okay. I've never been there before. Okay. You know, I've never eaten there.
I'm going to go.
It's a dead giveaway. I'm like, I wonder what they have on their menu. You know, I already looked. I put it up online. Really?
Even when I go to dinner with some people, they all be doing God. That already. I already looked at the menu. I know. I'm like,
what? Hell, you hungry? Ain't you? Damn, bro.
We ain't even chose where it's going yet. You guessing?
Yeah, that was profound. I just
not that profound. I'm done.
No, seriously, it's just like you know. I never thought about that like that.
Of course you didn't. I know you didn't because you'd be acting the way that you'd be acting. But it's okay.
I'd be what?
I know because you'd be acting the way that you'd be acting. But it's okay because I know that not every... I also know that every woman is not worth that time, you know?
No, they're not. And then women, some women, they think so much more highly of themselves than every guy out there sometimes do. Okay, Erykah Badu.
Yeah, so we talked about... Erykah Badu has a fatty...
Erykah Badu got some tass.
She does. Have you seen that?
She got some big ass legs.
Did you see the window seat video?
Yes, I did.
The end of one she knew.
Yeah.
Mad as she had. I don't like, yeah.
But she kind of looked like. You ever seen an episode of SpongeBob when Squirt was eating all them Krabby Patties for the first time? From the waist down?
Yeah, them childbearing elephantitis ass legs.
Oh, shit. Squidward, don't eat all the Krabby Patties. They go straight to your legs. Straight to your thighs. Hilarious.
Don't nobody got time.
I'm about to play a music bed up under this.
Listen, no, it's real. You don't have to do that.
I'm just tripping. I love the babies.
Because you know that my podcast is real and raw. Real raw.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that they don't know, but they do know that my baby is here because they can hear him.
First baby ever on the podcast.
Whoop, whoop. He has his debut. This is the baby, Mo Baby Talk, which means that, you know, it might lead into my other show.
Yes.
Yes, so I'm going to have
Yeah, you will and you can.
I'm gonna have a shameless plug right now. That's what everybody says. I'm thinking shameless plug.
It's not shameless because you're talking about it. You kind of stopped your whole entire show, so. So.
So I'm thinking about having another show, guys. So stay tuned, okay? Thanks.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I don't know. You know, I like giving you gems every once in a while because I feel like you need them.
Like you be holding them back.
Even as your old ass self be still out here trying to date and I'm trying to maneuver and trying to do
No, I don't do any of that. I don't think about half the shit I do. It just happens. I'm not strategic. I'm not plotting.
I mean, I'm not saying strategic. I'm just saying that maybe you start thinking about things. You know?
I think what a lot of people miss with guys like myself who have been married before, who have lived all these lives, nothing is new. We have to make shit new. You know what I'm saying? We gotta look at it. We have to purposely look at it differently. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Because you're looking at it through, you need to think about it more. I thought about it before.
And obviously you was thought about wrong.
No.
You're not in those places anymore. You're not married anymore. That went wrong.
Thinking about how.
You thought about it wrong. From the jump.
I guess. Sure wish I had a burger cook that I could eat. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to eat.
No, you're not. Stop it. You already hit.
That was at 1 o'clock when I ate that burger. Okay. Yeah, we had a baby up in the house. I've been talking like Plies all day. What up, baby? Call us the Plies show.
Bussy. Baby. Bussy. Baby.
Yeah.
Don't nobody got time.
I'm just trying to figure out why were these people so pissed off at Bill Cosby? I mean, I get it. They're trying to keep all this stuff in the damn spot news.
But what is it? What Bill Cosby? They still mad at Bill Cosby about that. Still mad at him. Still upset.
I mean, he did rape a lot of women.
That's what I'm saying. They still gonna be mad at Bill Cosby. Still mad. Still upset.
Lord have mercy.
I'm still upset because I just, every day, it's just like somebody is coming out, been assaulted, and I just like, huh, there's always somebody been assaulted. There's new people coming out for Donald Trump, new people coming out for all these actors and these directors and these people of power that always want to take advantage of everybody else.
It shit been happening for years.
Exactly.
I'm just happy. This is what I'm happy about. The shit been happening for years, but now it's out. Like, you can't do it and just get away with it no more.
I'm glad about that.
Yeah, you just can't.
I am excited about that.
You can't say the word nigga to somebody at work and think your boy is going to cover for you. You can't do it. And then in 15, 20 years, when these young folks come up and they the bosses, and they going to be like, me and my boyfriend, it's going to be a guy, me and my boyfriend, we're going to have a dinner. I want everybody to show up, and you have a bunch of mixed couples and a bunch of same-sex marriages, and them good old boys going to be like, I ain't coming. You know what I'm saying? The black guys who can adapt to anything, we be up in the house drinking a bottle of alcohol.
I can't.
I got to tell people when I'm at work, when they have an open bar. My name is Brian, and just a little while, probably about 10, 15 minutes, y'all going to be drunk, Brian. We going to turn up. Them white folk love seeing drunk, Brian.
I bet they do. White people love it. Let me tell you something. Every time I go to a work function, if I drink, it's always, you know that the women always want to dance with you and the men always want to dance with you. I just be like. Mm-hmm.
I don't do any of that dancing. I don't do none of that touching. I just stand back and I talk shit. That's it.
You look like you stand back and talk shit.
I talk about everybody. They just be dying laughing.
Do you?
Yes.
And saying what?
Depends on whoever in my eyesight. I just look them up and down and, you know.
My
big thing is I try to make white people feel so uncomfortable by stuff that I just need to get off my chest, and it just embarrasses them. That's all, you know.
It doesn't embarrass you? Are you sure?
No, because I say stuff that that need to be said, but now I'm drunk, so I can say it. That kind of
let
thing.
Me get white people for 400.
Yeah,
please.
Let me get white people. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Wait a minute, man. Let me. That just brought up a point, a random ass point that I want to talk about too. Like, you really know, like, a white person made a dish when it's like. It is when they add some unnecessary shit like raisins to potato salad.
Why did you?
Why
do
y'all
that?
Always got to do that?
Because it's been in the cabinet.
Chicken salad, tuna salad. Everybody want to add these caramelized walnuts and pecans, grapes, apples. Why do I want apples and mayonnaise together?
But here's the thing.
Why do I want that with chicken?
Here's the thing, though. I want all the black people to realize one thing, though. Because I be in the gym, and when I look up on that screen, and I see the goddamn Iron Chef, white people can cook. I don't care what y'all talking about. There's some white folks that can throw down. I'm watching the Iron Chef. This lady made a chicken pot pie. It was a dessert dinner, but she made it a chicken pot pie. And then, because you had to use parts of the chicken, and then she used chicken feet. No, she used the livers. And made ice cream, liver ice cream, on top of a chicken pot pie.
So you thought that might be delicious?
It wasn't like hot ice cream. It was just like liver. Like, them folks talked about that. I wanted something so bad when they got through talking about it. A chicken pot pie? You like livers? You like fried livers?
I don't.
Oh, okay. That's why. Okay. Liver's good.
Okay, see, I'm not eating any of that shit. I'm tired of, like, people.
Because
like,
you've been watching too many Netflix videos about food, so you don't eat none of that.
I've never, my family never found the need to give me any of that. Livers,
never
gizzards,
found the need.
Feet. No.
Livers, chicken livers are good. Forget about the.
Never found the need to give me that.
You never been to church chicken and got some chicken livers?
No.
Mm. Okay.
I can probably count on one hand how many times I've been to churches.
Mm. You take the ES off of that.
That just means my vagina probably tastes better than a lot of y'all. Y'all here eating gizzards. That's what I'm just saying.
Anyway, I've eaten a lot of different things. So, mm-hmm. But they Iron Chef, like every time I go, I'm like, okay, what are we watching today while I'm on this rowing machine? What are they cooking now?
Gizzards, nope. Chicken feet,
no. No, I don't. I wouldn't eat none of that. But I mean, frog.
Cow tongue,
yeah, frog with frog.
No,
you ate.
I had alligator.
Alligator's good.
That's all right.
The blackened alligator from like Papado's is good.
That's good.
Oxtails good.
Oxtails okay.
Well,
if they cook it right.
I had some jerk chicken. You know, my new thing is not going to, when I go to clubs or lounges is. Oh, y'all cooking up in here? Let me get some styrofoam boxes of food. Lord,
you
have
stupid.
Mercy.
That's just
I had some jerk chicken
some
the other
greens.
Night. I had some jerk chicken and some macaroni and cheese. This man took the spoon and he was getting the macaroni and cheese. And you know how you he get it out on the side of it. And he almost broke the goddamn pan trying to get the macaroni and cheese out. Then he looked up at me and I looked at him like, could you move further inside? Fuck you finna give me.
Hard as a rock.
Oh my shit. Goodness.
The stuff on the edge. Them burnt crispies on the edge. He said about to fuck the pan.
He looked up at me like, huh?
Could you move further on the inside of that pan, please? I don't make it. No, listen. That's what I'm saying. But do you eat grapes in your chicken salad?
Who?
Do you eat chicken salad?
No.
You don't eat chicken salad. So you eat livers, but you won't
like
eat chicken salad.
Like this. You know those little trays of sandwiches?
Yeah.
That you buy like from the deli sandwiches, mm-hmm. whatever, and they come in like they cater or whatever.
Yeah.
If I grab a chicken sandwich, I eat it. You know, chicken salad, I eat it then. But when I go order it, no.
No. Chicken salad is good.
If it's like that, yes. But I don't like to eat tuna fish and stuff like that. But if I grab it, I'll eat it, but I'm not, you know.
Tuna salad used to be good.
Oh, shit. FBI raids Trump's lawyer's office.
They should. They should raid everything. I'm tired of this fucking country. I'm tired of y'all.
I'm about to leave. I want to go to Costa Rica so bad and retire.
Do you?
I'm not old enough, though.
Are you not?
Mm-hmm. Ask my date who's sitting next to me how old I am. I've been lying to her for years. I'm just joking. I don't lie.
You not. You do, probably.
I don't know.
You never lie.
I don't lie.
I don't lie, cheat, or steal.
I don't lie because I have a bad memory.
I remember.
I got a bad memory. I'm trying to tell you. I don't like liars. I hate liars. That's one thing I just cannot stand. Because the truth is right there. Which means you went out your way to create this elaborate story about whatever the fuck we don't care about, you lying about. People don't be caring about what you be lying about.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people be lying.
I know my brother lied like a motherfucker. I mean, he would lie so much. I got cousins who lie so much. It's like, why are you lying? I mean, why? I was right there with you. You telling the story.
That's nothing worse than trying to tell a story. Trying to tell a story and then you next to somebody to know the truth.
Yeah. Hold on here.
Pause. Now we're going to take a quick break.
You on the air, man.
Yeah, you recording today?
We're recording right now.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
You late.
Yeah, Mo here.
It's 5:50.
I know, I came a little early.
She came real early.
I ate.
Who are this?
Just me and Mo.
It's just me.
That's it? All right, I'm about to come over there.
Where you at?
I'm about to get up after done with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm off at the house. I'm about to pull up right now. Unless Mona want me there.
Come on, Justin.
That was enthusiastic.
Come all right, through. Man. All right. Come through. How long is it going to take him to get here?
He around the corner.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
What is that for?
Okay, so you want your diaper change?
Is that what he was crying for? That's probably why he woke up.
Probably.